Welcome to Body Mind Yoga. This is Bhumi. Please start by lying comfortably. You might like to lie with your legs long in Shavasana. Or alternatively, you might find it more comfortable to have the legs up in semi-supine with the feet flat on the floor and the knees bent. Check that your arms are resting somewhere that's comfortable for your shoulders. Allow your eyes to be soft, perhaps closed. And take your attention inside. Be aware of your body. And aware of your breath moving in and out of your body. And here just shifting your awareness from the thoughts into the present moment, where your body is, where your breath is. The thoughts can still keep going there in the background, but we're just not paying them so much attention for now. You can maybe hear some sounds around you. And still aware of your breath, moving in and moving out, all by itself. Feeling the breath and how it moves at the belly. Maybe you could exaggerate that natural movement of the breath so that you just consciously expand your belly. Let it rise up as you breathe in. And then let the belly fall as you breathe out. And each time you breathe out, following the breath all the way out. And just waiting there until the breath comes in again. Now keep your legs in a comfortable position, either long or semi-supine. Just check that now you've got your arms beside you, resting on the floor next to your body. And then when you breathe in next time, slowly float your arms up. First let the fingers point up to the ceiling. And then if it's okay for your shoulders, continue floating the arms up until maybe the hands land on the floor up above you. And then as you breathe out, float the arms back down that same way past the ceiling and all the way down to land on the floor beside you. Keep going like that, floating the arms up as you breathe in and then back down as you breathe out. But keeping it safe and comfortable for the shoulders, not going anywhere that causes any pain. You can make it a bit more comfortable for the shoulders here by having your elbows slightly bent. And keep floating the arms up and down like this with the breath. But see if you could do this in such a way that you let the breath start the movement. So as you're about to float the arms up, can you breathe in a little bit first? Even just half a second or a second, and then float the arms up. Just wait there. And when you're ready, breathe out a bit first, and then float the arms back down. Do the movement like that, letting the breath start. So the breath first, and then the movement. Wait. breath first and then go back the other way. Just let the breath start the movement, even for half a second or a second, not much. First, this can take a bit of extra sort of attention, a bit of extra awareness. But it becomes easier and easier the more you practice it. It's very calming for the nervous system to bring your breath to the forefront of the movement like this. Keep going like you are, breath and movement. Next time you breathe out and the arms are floating down, can you bend one knee over the chest? Catch hold of the knee with the hands as they float down and use the hands to gently draw that knee in towards the chest. When you breathe in a bit first and then release the knee as you float the arms back up. Next time the arms float down on the out-breath, bend the other knee over the chest and use the hands to draw that knee closer into the chest as you breathe all the way out. Remembering to just pause there, waiting for the breath to come in and then going back up. Moving smoothly and comfortably. If possible, starting the movement with the breath. Alternating knees each time you breathe out. And feeling what it's like for your lower back when you bend one knee in towards the chest. Continue like that a few more times. Got one knee bent over the chest next time. Can you stay there? Just hold on to just one knee over the chest, holding on to that knee with both hands. You can have the other leg long if you like, or up in semi-supine, might be a bit more comfortable for your lower back, but whatever you prefer. And then use the hands to gently circle that knee over the chest. A smooth circle as you breathe easily, going first in one direction, feeling the movement from the hip joint and into the lower back area, the movement coming from the hip joint, and then go back in the other direction just a few more times, loosening up the hip, getting the synovial fluid moving around the joint. And then bringing that knee into the center and placing the foot down flat onto the floor into semi-supine. Sliding it long if you prefer that option. And having the other knee bent up over the chest, holding onto the top of the knee or front of the knee with the hands, and gently circling the knee first one way. As you breathe easily, feeling what this side is like. Perhaps aware of how the hips or lower back are moving against the floor. Aware of how the shoulder blades are perhaps slightly moving against the floor. And then changing directions, going back the other way a few times. Bringing that knee into the center and resting the foot down onto the floor into semi-supine. Have the other leg in semi-supine if it's not already there. So now you've got both feet flat on the floor. Have the feet fairly wide apart for the next one, preferably about sort of hip width and a half apart, but always somewhere comfortable for your body. And bring your arms out wide-ish as well, out from the shoulders. And then when you breathe out, slowly take your knees down to one side. Breathe in as you go through the center, and then down to the other side when you breathe out again. Go from side to side like that with the knees. Breathing out to the sides and breathing in through the center. Once you've got the hang of that movement, and just to go a bit deeper here, you could let the breath start the movement like you were doing before. So just pause with the knees to the side. Let the breath come in for a second or so first, and then come into the centre. Pause there in the centre. Wait for the breath to go out a little bit first, and then take the knees down to the side. So your breath, she comes to the forefront of your awareness, which is very deeply calming for your nervous system. Any time that you activate the calming branch of the nervous system, you really bring a very beneficial effect to the entire body. The calming branch of the nervous system is more technically called the parasympathetic branch, or commonly called the rest and digest branch. It's where your body rebuilds itself and heals itself and regenerates itself. When your nervous system's functioning more in this way, you digest food better. Your body builds up bone. It's good for your blood sugar levels, your heart, your thyroid, adrenals. You do need the stressful side of your nervous system to deal with stress. It's very important. You wouldn't survive without it. You do need to balance your body. Now, next time you've got the knees in the middle, just rest them back there in semi-supine. And then interlace your hands behind the back of your head. So you've got the back of the head resting on the interlaced hands. Of course, if this hurts your shoulders or neck in a moment, just leave the head and arms down if you prefer. When you breathe out, you slowly lift one foot off the floor and gently stretch that leg up towards the ceiling as you lift the head up. And then inhale, put everything back down and change sides next time you breathe out. So as you breathe out, gently stretching the other leg up into the air, perhaps rolling the head up there before breathing in back down. Each time you come into that movement, gently tighten your lower tummy in. Just do that gentle squeezing in of the lower tummy as you lift the head and straighten the leg. And then relax the tummy as you put everything down. Not only are you engaging the deeper core muscles and developing that strength there, but you're also protecting your lower back and training your nervous system to use these deeper core muscles when necessary. And how does your body feel here? What can you feel happening through the back of your body? What's stretching there? What can you feel tightening perhaps through the front of the body? You feel the quadriceps engaging there, those big thigh muscles at the front of the thigh. And if it's okay for your lower back, you might like to do both legs together. You bring the knees and feet a bit closer if you do both legs, so that when you breathe out and lift both feet, you've got the feet fairly close as you stretch perhaps both legs up into the air before breathing in back down. You've got the head down next time, just relax the head, but can you have both knees bent over the chest? When the knees are bent over the chest, place your hands on the inside edges of the knees and press the knees wide apart, just comfortably wide, not too wide. Just do a gentle rocking from side to side, making sure you've got the hands somewhere on the insides of the knees that suits you, just to help you rock a bit side to side. And pause in the centre. Find a place to hold there with the knees gently wide. Just breathe a bit more deeply down into the belly. Breathe in, belly rises. And breathe out, belly falls. Just holding in a place that feels right for you. So if it's uncomfortable, easing off a bit out of the movement. Maybe pressing the knees a little wider apart to feel that stretch a bit more deeply, if that feels good to do so for you. And feeling the inner thighs here as you breathe. Feeling across the back of the hips. And then leaving that and slowly bringing the knees closer together. Bring the knees as close together as you comfortably can and hold on to the front of the knees. Keep the knees as close as you can and then draw the knees in towards your chest, keeping them close-ish together. When they've gone as close into the chest as they can, take the knees wide apart. They both go wide to either side, and then take the knees around in a kind of circle till they meet each other again. And once more, you can draw the knees in towards the chest, and then wide to the sides and around. And circle the knees in that way. So the knees are going in their own circles. They come into the chest together. And they separate and go wide and around and back together again. Feel the movement into the hips and lower back. And be aware of how you're breathing. And do the same thing in the other direction. So have the knees close together as they go away from the chest, and then they go wide and back around, circling a few more times back the other way as you breathe and feel your body. And then when the knees are somewhere in the middle there, just place the feet down onto the floor, back into semi-supine, but not too wide apart with the feet. Sort of hip width are a little bit wider for the next one. And rest your arms down on the floor beside you. And when you breathe in, gently tighten your lower tummy in. Lift your feet off the floor. Stretch both legs up into the air. And then bring them back down. And we'll change the breath there. So breathe out. Sorry, squeeze your lower tummy in. Lift both feet off the floor and up into the air. And then breathe in back down. Just do that a few more times. Breathing out, gently straightening the legs up. And breathing in back down. Just keeping the arms down on the floor. Now we'll keep doing that. But next time you've got the feet flat on the floor, you lift the hips off the floor and up into shoulder bridge. And then when you lower the hips down, can straighten the legs up in the air and alternate between those two movements. So alternate between breathing in, lifting the hips up into shoulder bridge. And then once the hips are down, breathing out and straightening the legs up in the air. Alternating hips up and down, and then the feet up and down. You're moving with your breath. If you want to move a bit slower, instead of that breath, you might prefer to breathe out into each pose and breathe in between. These two poses are counter poses to each other, so they bring your body back into balance. And when you've got the hips up next time, if you're happy to hold the hips up in shoulder bridge, leave them up there for a few breaths. You find a place, a way of holding that feels right for you. So it's not better to hold bigger or further. Just to find that place that's right for you. It doesn't hurt your lower back. You've got a nice gentle strengthening through the back of the hips into the glutes. Just watch your breath there. Here you've got your body a bit upside down, which is really good for your brain. This is good for the thyroid gland at the throat. So good for your digestive system to be a bit tipped upside down. And if you're still holding, slowly lower the hips down. And we'll hold in the other position now. So have the knees up over the chest and gently stretch the legs up into the air. Might feel quite nice to bring the hands somewhere behind the backs of the legs here. Maybe the hands at the back of the knees or even the arms wrapped around the back for a stronger stretch in the lower back. Can you find a way of holding here with the legs just comfortably up in the air? And breathing. Just keep in mind it's actually more beneficial for your body to not go so far into movements, but to have your breath smoother and more relaxed. The more you can be activating the parasympathetic branch of the nervous system as you hold a pose, the more beneficial that pose will be. how far you're going into the pose, which doesn't really matter. And slowly bend the knees over the chest. Hold on to the top of the knees, the front of the knees. Draw the knees in and out of the chest. And then release the knees, place the feet down. If you're quite happy and comfortable in butterfly, you could bring the soles of your feet together with the knees out wide to the sides. Otherwise, choose any other position to lie in. Let your eyes be soft. Feel your body from the inside. Let the belly expand as you breathe in. And fall as you breathe out. Maybe you can sense here, as you do the belly breathing, how the movement of the belly is actually caused by your big diaphragm muscle. The diaphragm is a very big dome-shaped muscle just below your ribs. It domes upwards naturally when it's relaxed. When you breathe in, the muscle tightens and flattens and pushes downwards. That's what pushes the belly out and causes the air to move into your lungs. Then it rises back up with the out breath. Perhaps you can sense that movement. Using the diaphragm more consciously calms your nervous system. And if you're using it effectively, you're breathing more effectively. Each breath in, bringing in more oxygen. Every cell in your body uses oxygen from the breath to make energy. Your breath is literally the life of your body. If you've still got the legs in butterfly, slowly bring the knees up until the feet are flat on the floor. Just have your legs in semi-supine if they're not already. And then from semi-supine, roll to one side. Come up and around into the all fours position. So you've got the hands roughly under the shoulders. The fingers spread wide apart, and the knees are roughly under the hips, so they're about hip width apart. If your wrists hurt here, you can rest on the elbows and forearms instead as a good option. We'll do the cat and cow movement. So when you breathe in, gently lift the head a little, lift the hips. You slightly arch the spine. And then when you breathe out, roll the head down, tuck your tailbone under and press your shoulder blades up a bit towards the ceiling, round the back. And then alternate between those two positions, breathing in as you arch and breathing out as you round. Go smoothly. This is a really good one if you're up to it, to bring that bit more awareness to your breath. Let the breath start the movement. So breathe out for a second first and then round the back. Wait there. Breathe in a bit first and then arch the other way. So have the breath at the forefront of your awareness. If you don't have any shoulder injuries, if you want to work a bit more strongly with upper body strength and you know you're okay with downward dog, when you breathe out, instead of rounding your back, you might like to tuck your toes under and carefully lift your hips up into the air, up into downward dog. It really helps to consciously squeeze your lower tummy in there, engage those deeper core muscles to support you. When you breathe in, come back down. Breathe in, arch. And breathe out, either round the back or lift up into downward dog if you like. Time you're somewhere there in the middle with the knees down. We'll let that go now and take a rest in child pose. So slowly move your hips back towards your feet, somewhere that's okay for your knees. And then rest your forehead either down on the floor, or maybe if you want on your hands instead, hands or fists. Get as comfortable as you can in the child pose. Breathe easily there. In the child pose, can you feel your spine? Start by feeling the very base of your spine, the tailbone. And let your attention move up between the shoulder blades, all the way up the back of the neck, over the top of the head and to the point between the eyebrows. And then take your attention back down again. And could you breathe in as you take your attention from your tailbone up the spine and over to the eyebrow center, and breathe out as you take your attention back down again. So you have a sense of breathing in up the spine to the eyebrow center and breathing out back down to the tailbone. And when you breathe out next time, leave that visualization. Slowly come up from child pose and sit with your legs out long in front of you. The feet anywhere from hip width apart to close together, really somewhere that's comfortable for you. Just sitting with the legs out long like this can put pressure on your lower back. So if that's hurting your lower back to sit like this, try bending the knees a little bit, or even bending the knees so much that you bring your feet flat onto the floor, just to keep your lower back safe. And then bring your arms out wide to the sides. The arms are roughly parallel to the floor and just out wide-ish. Then from here, can you breathe in and Kind of open your chest and bring the arms back slightly. Then when you breathe out, keep the arms straight, but bring the hands together in front of you. So now the arms are over the legs. When you do that, kind of roll back a bit, squeeze your lower tummy in, tuck your chin in and just round a little bit backwards. And then breathe in, sit up tall and float the arms up towards the ceiling, straightish up in the air with your spine nice and straight there. And when you breathe out, bend the knees as much as you feel to and lean forward into the forward bend. Bring the hands down onto the legs and just lean forward from the waist in the seated forward bend pose. And hold there for a few breaths. Just breathe easily as you hold the forward bend and feel the back of your body. And then slowly come back up again. We'll do that all again, so have your arms out wide-ish to the sides, out from the shoulders, roughly parallel to the floor. Breathe in, open your chest, breathe in deeply. Breathe out, kind of round your back, just roll back a little bit, squeeze your lower tummy in, tuck your chin in, bring the hands together in front of you. And then breathe in, float the arms up towards the ceiling. Just gently lengthen through the spine. And then breathe out, bend the knees and soften into the forward bend. Find a place there to hold that feels good for you to hold. Just gently stretching out through the backs of the legs. Maybe gently stretching out through the spine. And watching your breath. And then slowly come back up and we'll do all of that one more time. Again, arms out wide. Breathe in deeply. Open your chest, arms back a little. Breathe out. Bring the hands together, round the back. Tuck the chin in, squeeze your lower tummy in. And inhale, stretch up towards the ceiling. Then exhale, bend the knees as much as you want as you soften into the forward bend. And hold there and watch your breath. And slowly come out of the forward bend. Just rest back on your hands for a moment. Give the legs a little shake out. You might like to bring the feet a bit wider for that. Shake the feet, shake the legs a little bit. Just relax all the muscles. And then take your time to come all the way up to standing. When you're up standing, stand with your feet about shoulder width apart. Have your arms beside you. Then float one arm up, out to the side, up and over your head. And then lean across to the opposite side a little bit. Then come back down and swap over when you're ready. So float the other arm up, out to the side, up over your head and all the way over, just a bit to the opposite side. So you stretch into the side of your body, doing a lateral bend. So say as you float the right arm up, just leaning a little over to the left. And when you float the left arm up, just leaning a little across to the right, just alternating from side to side. Here you could breathe in as you float the arm up, Breathe out as you lean to the side. So you breathe in through the center. And breathe out as you lean a bit to the opposite side. Go from side to side. And when you're in the center next time, have the arms relaxed down beside you. Have the feet slightly closer, about hip width apart. When you breathe in, bring both arms out wide to the sides, up over your head. Breathe out, turn the palms outwards to face outwards. Breathe out down as you float the arms back down wide to the sides. As you do that though, bend your knees a bit and lean forward from your waist. And as the arms come down, come all the way down into the standing forward bend. Then breathe in, come all the way back up. Arms go wide and all the way up over your head as you bring the head and chest up, and then breathe out back down. Arms go wide as you lean forward from the waist and relax the head down into the forward bend. Breathe in, arms up. And breathing out, leaning forward from the waist back down. You decide here how much to bend the knees, how far forward to bend. Move in a way that feels right for your body. And the hard part of this movement, and probably the most useful part, is when you're coming back up. So when you're breathing in and you're coming back up to standing, really consciously pull your lower tummy in there and kind of press your feet into the floor a bit. See if you can find a way to use your leg muscles and your core muscles to do the work as you breathe in and come up. Try and use all those strong stabilizing muscles. Feel your whole body. You're kind of doing a bit of everything here. You're moving the shoulders, strengthening the arms, moving the spine, strengthening the legs, breathing properly. The next time you're leaning forward from the waist, stay there for a few breaths. So stay there in the standing forward bend. Have the knees bent enough that you can kind of let go of the head and shoulders and just let the arms and the head drop down a bit. Have the legs straight enough though that you've got a gentle stretch through the backs of the legs. Watch your breath. And take plenty of time to slowly roll back up. Safest if you keep your chin tucked in as you roll up. Just roll up gradually and bring your head up at the end. It's safer for your neck. You're also less likely to get dizzy. When you are all the way back up, bring your arms out wide to the sides. Out from the shoulders, roughly parallel to the floor, but maybe a bit lower down if you want to make the shoulders more comfortable. When you breathe in, open your chest, take the arms backwards a bit. When you breathe out, bring the hands in front of you and wrap your arms around you like you're giving yourself a hug. And then breathe in, go wide again, open the chest. When you breathe out, wrap the arms the other way. Just alternate. Inhale, arms go wide as you open the chest. And exhale as you wrap the arms around you. Each time, swap which way you wrap the arms around you when you give yourself a hug. First one arm on top, next time the other arm. Make your breath a bit stronger, especially your in-breath here. Feel that place in between the shoulder blades as you do the movement. Feel that part of your spine. And then let that go. Just relax the arms down. Give the hands a bit of a shake out. And then just take a few moments to have a nice rest on your back. It's really beneficial for your body to stop and have a rest after doing all the exercises. It allows your body to integrate the changes into your nervous system. So you can either just lie comfortably for a few minutes as you breathe, or you might like to listen to one of the meditation relaxations. Okay, thank you for listening. Namaste.